Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, wenn es sagt, es ist alles, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Masayim ve'arboim u'shmoina evarim be'oda. There are 248 evarim, limbs, in a person. Remember, when we say limbs, as we discussed in the previous Mishnah, it has to be a limb that has three things: bone, meat, and gid. So our Mishnah says there are 248, and the Mishnah tells us where they are. Shloshim, there are 30. Befisa seregel, in the foot. Shisha b'chalezba, six in each toe. As you know, there are five toes, and 6 times 5 is 30. Simple enough. Asara bakorsal, 10 in the ankle. Shnayim b'shoik, two in the lower part of the foot. That's the part between the ankle and the knee. Chamisha b'arkuva, five in the knee. Echad b'yarech, one in the yarech. That's the part between the knee and higher up the hip. Shloisha b'katlis, three in the hip. Achas esrei tzlois, there are 11 ribs, tzlois are ribs. Shloishim bepisa siyad, 30 limbs in the hand. Again, 6 in each finger. Shnayim bekana, 2 in the area that is in between the hand and the elbow, that part of the arm. But Tanur reminds us the part of the arm between the hand and the elbow is what we call an amma. That's the average amma. That's how it's measured. It's like the tefach is a fist. So whatever you hold an amma is, 18 inches, 24 inches, different shitas, but that's more or less the average person between the hand and the elbow. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Ushnayim b'marpek, two in the elbow, echad b'zray, one in the upper arm. That's in the elbow and the shoulder. Varba b'kasev, and four in the shoulder. Meve echad mizeh. So you have 101 limbs on one side of the goof. Because everything we were counting till now is on one side of the goof. We said hand, foot. We're talking about one hand, one foot. You said 30 in the foot, 6 on each toe. That was 5 times 6, but that's only 1 foot, right? So we're talking about only one side of the body. Memelet meya ve'echad mizeh. It's 101 on one side. Umeya ve'echad mizeh, 101 on the other side. So we have a total of 200. No, we still need another 48. Zakta Mishnah, Shmein Aso Chulyas B'Shidra. 18 vertebrae that are in the shidra. Shidra is a spine. It's one of the reasons we have 18 brachas in the Shmoneh Esrei, the Gemara says in brachas. Later they added a 19th one for Volam Olshinim. There's really a small 19th vertebrae, not the same size as the other ones. Tisha b'roish, there are 9 in the head. Shmoneh b'tzaber, 8 in the neck. Shisha b'mafteach shalev, 6 in Mafteach Halev, says the Batnura, means the chest. Huachoza, says the Batnura. Mafteach Halev, want to be literal, means the opening where the heart is. The Matanur explains when a person breathes, what happens? Your chest like gets bigger, that allows the ear to come into the lungs. Then the oxygen goes from there to the heart. Chas v'shalom, if someone is pressed down too hard on the chest, he can't breathe. So we call the chest what's really the opening for the heart. That allows the oxygen into the heart. So shisha b'mafteach shalev v'chamisha b'nakavav. That refers to the lower part of the body. Kol echad ve'echad metame b'maga u'b'maso ba'oil, says the Mishnah. We said in the previous Mishnah, each one is metame. Now the Mishnah is clarifying, not just by touching it, but by all three ways that it's possible to become tame tumas hames. And that is either, we'll see more about this later, be as a shem maga, direct touching, u'b'maso, or carrying without a touching. Let's say you're carrying the mace on a bed without touching. Or being under the same tent. So if one is, let's say, under the same tent of an aver, even though it's less than a kazayis, he becomes tummy. But again, amasai, when do we say these are called avarim that give over tuma, bizman sheyeshalein basa keroi? When they have enough basar on them, flesh on them. And what's called basa keroi? What's called enough, proper amount? So the batanura is masber. Kedeshiyala arucha v'yavriya im hoya mechubra ba'adam chai. Had this aver been connected to a person that's alive, there would have been enough flesh over here to regenerate and heal, to grow back to where it was to start with. When the limbs have that amount of flesh, they're considered to have all of the basar that they need. And that gives over the tumah again, provided that they have all three parts: the bone, the flesh, and the gidim. Avolim ain't a lame basa karoi, but if the limbs don't have enough flesh to be able to grow back, mitamin b'mago b'masa, then there would be mago or masa. In other words, if someone touches it, he may become tummy. Or through carrying it, he would become tummy. But if ain't mitamin b'oil, there will not be metama ba'oil. If there's less than a kazayas, it would not be metama ba'oil. Batanur explains, tumas oil is only by a complete person. Pasuk says, Adam kiyam is ba'oil, so it's mashmahol Adam, or by an aver that is similar to an Adam. Says be'etzem adam. So Chazal Dasha, what is the pasuk telling us? We learn from these pesukim, ma adam yesh by baser v'gidim v'atzamis. He has all three, the flesh, the gidim, and the atzamis, and he's metame ba'ayil. And aver also, to be metame ba'ayil, has to have all three, basar, gidim, and atzamis. So chazwing over, Chazal say that there are remach evarim in a man. Each one has basar, gidim, and an etzem. And if you have an aver, it's metame b'maga, u'b'masa, and oil. Even if you don't have a kezias. What's called having basar, or how much basar would be missing, and we say that's not considered basar anymore, there would have to be enough basar that had it been connected to a live person, it would have healed. It was enough there for it to heal, to grow back and heal. Only then would it be metama b'maga b'masa b'oil. If not, it's metama b'maga b'masa, but it's not metama b'oil. I want to tell you an interesting thing. Rav Belsky, Zechut Tzadik Levracha, once gave a shir in the Remach Evarim and the Shesagid. Right? Kriyishma has Remach Tevois with Kel Melech Neman, or by repeating Hashem Alekechem Emes twice, because we're Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu over our whole body. And a man came along. This man was a scientist, a doctor, and he said, no way. Nabuch didn't have the proper Amunah in the words of Chazal, and he said, whoever you're going to look at in modern science, at the anatomy, and he had pictures of skeletons and everything, he studied it. There's no 248. He could prove it. And he's going to approach Rav Belsky after the Shia. He's going to give it to him, Mizucht. Guess what? Rav Belsky finished the Shia before this man asked anything. He's going to say, and many of you may ask, well, if you looked at a picture of a skeleton today, you're only going to see this and this. And that's because you're cheshbening this and this. And that's because you don't understand this and this. But if you see what Chazal are saying, I'll tell you exactly why it's 248. And this man was like he was left with his mouth open. Huh? Rav Belsky had both, not only did he answer his questions, he had asked his kasha. As if to say, Chazal know exactly what you're thinking. Let me give you the cheshbon. That the words of Chazal, whether we understand it or not, are Torah's emes, and there's no such a thing as a little bit of emes. Emes is completely emes. Like the Katzke Rebbe once said, 99% emes is 100% sheker. Emes has to be emes. We have to be maimon, not always do we understand it.